Tim Walber. Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you are.
Does Friday the 13th make you nervous?
Not at all. There are other things that make me nervous, but Friday the 13th doesn't.
I saw this story in the Jackson Citizens Patriot where supporters of President Obama's health care reform overhaul held a news conference in your district in Battle Creek to criticize your support or lack of support of that program. What's your take on those folks?
Well, that's normal. These are President Obama operatives, progressives, and they're doing it all across the state. They've done it in other Republican members' districts, and it's just kind of expected. They offer no solutions. They don't answer the question as to why we want to destroy health care opportunities in this nation, why we want the largest tax increase in the history of the United States to continue on, why we want to see jobs continue lost as a result of this program, why we want uncertainty for the future, job production lost, why we want to continue reports like we read last week of a survey done amongst doctors that said 80% of the respondents indicated that if this takeover health care took place, they would strongly consider leaving medicine, thus making it more difficult to find doctors and having more waiting lines.
All right, Congressman, but those folks said that the Republicans who usually accuse or who have accused the Democrats of playing politics too much, that the Republicans are playing politics by trying to repeal Obamacare when they know that it is not going to go away. And even if it did get through the House like it did, it's going to be squashed in the Senate. So why waste the time and energy?
Well, it's not a waste of time and energy when you're doing what you said you would do to the American people that did a massive changeover in the last election and said that they wanted this done. We know, I mean, there's absolute certainty that the U.S. Senate, which takes up very little, hasn't taken up a budget in 3 years, will not take this up as well. But we also know that that's not our responsibility. In the U.S. House, we can do what we can do. We've told the people that we would continue to push for repeal and replacement of Obamacare, and if not that, we would continue to push for dismantling or reform. We've done all of that in about 31, 33 votes, and we'll continue until the November election when the American people will have a chance to voice their position, and I believe that they'll voice a position as it appears right now in polling and otherwise in opposition to the president's health care takeover.
All right, Governor Rick Snyder has been trying to get the House and the Senate to come up with a version of health care for the state of Michigan, and they have not done that yet. What's your take on that? Should we be preparing for this whether we need it or not?
I think we should be preparing for what might come if it takes place. But I certainly don't think we should be advancing something that the American people and the Michigan people don't want. And so I, in talking with the governor's people just this last week, they are prepared either way. I think the legislative leaders have spoken that an exchange development is not in the process right now. And other states subsequent to this being held as a tax by the U.S. Supreme Court, other states' governors have taken a similar position of pushing back and saying that we're not going to be pushed into it. And since the Supreme Court only ruled that it was a tax and that the mandate...
All right, Congressman, I'm pressed for time. I'm going to call your folks. We're going to get you back on Monday. I've got a lot more questions. Thanks so much.